It was World War II when gas and tires were rationed and trips were rare, so going to the creek to fish brought high excitement. Daddy was passionate about baseball, moderate about football, but he never cared for fishing, and my brother Dan and I had begged all summer to go. On a warm Labor Day, Daddy started getting fish hooks and lines together. 6'3" and slender, Daddy walked ahead of us with long steps as he carried the hoe to a damp spot near the barn and chopped into black dirt. We grabbed the brown wigglers he unearthed. The three of us got into the 39 Chevrolet. 20 minutes later, we heard the waters of Morgan Creek before we saw it, and filled with anticipation, we stood on the bank, fascinated by the falls made by a fat log, twigs swirling slowly, and rocks covered with soft moss. The sheltered spot on the bank was a magical place, cut off from the rest of the world. I hoped time would stand still for a long afternoon, away from the images of walking refugees, Nazi soldiers goose-stepping, and Hitler's screaming speeches. "Throw your line out as far as you can like this," Daddy said. Leaning forward, he swung his over the water, and the weights made a satisfying bonk when they hit. We eagerly put our lines in, sat on the bank, and time did stand still. The only action was the buzz from mosquitoes, bird calls in the moving water. We grew restless and talked in low tones. I wiped sweat from my forehead with the back of my hand and pushed my braids back. Soon I was ready to go home and had a clear understanding of why Daddy never cared for fishing. It was boring. Then Dan got a bite. We yanked and pulled and eventually dragged a fat brown catfish with long whiskers to the bank. Daddy dipped some water from the creek, pulled out the hook, and put the squirming fish into the bucket to keep him alive. Sitting still for so long, then swinging into action, wore us out, and we loaded up for home. Enthusiasm burned down like a dry wick. When we got out of the car, Dan and I pulled the galvanized tub into the backyard, poured in water, and leaned over the sides, our eyes glued to our new catfish. We studied his light brown skin as he swam and marveled that he had no scales, noted his fish-mouth pout and small eyes. We were fascinated by his long whiskers as his chunky body swept around the tub with the confidence of a shark. Daddy warned us to keep our hands back, since catfish fins are sharp enough to cut. The shadows were long when Mama called us to supper. The day had been special, but not because Daddy wanted to teach us what he loved. It was special because he took the time to do something he didn't care for so we could experience fishing. He gave us a memory and a respite from growing up in the tension of war.